Diplomats from the U.S. and Europe have agreed on the wording of a new resolution that puts pressure on Iran to fully disclose its nuclear activities. The move came in Vienna at a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, no other action against Iran is likely before the U.S. presidential election.
A year ago, when it was revealed that Iran was secretly engaging in the initial stages of uranium enrichment, the government in Tehran pledged to come clean, open up its nuclear facilities, and suspend the enrichment of uranium, the key element in a nuclear weapon. Inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency have been all over Iran. They have uncovered hidden gas centrifuge equipment, the technology for enriching uranium, and they have unmasked Iran's involvement with the international nuclear black market centered in Pakistan. Iran has largely cooperated with the IAEA, although frequently Iranian officials have threatened to restart their uranium enrichment activities. Today, the agency's head, Mohammad Al-Baradei, said there is still much more inspection work to be done in Iran and appealed to all sides to continue cooperation with the IAEA.
I don't think I know yet for sure what Iran is doing. I know I haven't seen an imminent danger, and if I don't see a growing imminent danger, I would like to give diplomacy and verification time to work.
Iranian officials have become increasingly impatient with this process. They say they are cooperating, even though in its most recent findings, the IAEA reported that Iran is now taking preliminary steps to prepare large amounts of uranium ore for eventual enrichment. Iran's representative at the IAEA, Hossein Mosavian, insisted the agency should wrap up its investigation. Tehran will not continue its suspension of uranium enrichment indefinitely, Mosavian said.
I don't see any reason for long continuation of suspension. What I said suspension is not forever. Up to now is 1 year. All confidence building measures have been taken. And if we start enrichment within a few months, this would be normal.
Iran maintains that it is not seeking nuclear weapons, just a self-sufficient nuclear power industry. The United States is convinced Iran is seeking to build a bomb. This week, the U.S. wanted the IAEA board to set an October 31st deadline for Iran to remove all concerns about its activities. The resolution, as it stands now, does not contain a hard deadline, but a veiled threat to consider further steps against Iran in November if it does not fully comply. Further steps could include referring the issue to the UN Security Council, where economic sanctions against Iran are an option. U.S. officials have hinted at other measures, often presumed to mean military, if Iran resumes uranium enrichment. This is Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith speaking a week ago at the Pentagon.
This is such an important issue that there are things that we would have to consider and things that we would have to consult with our allies and friends about to do if this enforcement activity is not approved by the IAEA Board of Governors. We would hope that they would do the right thing, and then the UN Security Council would do the right thing. But if that avenue is not available, we'll be consulting with our friends on other ways to deal with the problem.
The appearance of new satellite photos this week focused attention on another site in Iran, southeast of Tehran, where high explosives testing could occur. U.S. officials charged that the IAEA had overlooked this site in its most recent report, a claim denied by Mohammad Al-Baradei.
It is absolute rubbish because everything need to be in that report. All the facts that need to be in that report are in that report.
In any case, it appears the Bush administration is content to let the controversy carry over to the next meeting of the IAEA board in November after the U.S. presidential election. Mike Schuster, NPR News.